Cross Vision Production, Cross Guy right here, Cross Vision Podcast. I'm sitting here with my man's Black Magic. What's going on, Black Magic? How you doing?
What up, man? Appreciate the opportunity. Shout out to Cross Guide and Cross Visions. It's a hell of a platform to be a part of. Shoot, I'm just grateful. You know what I'm saying? I could bless it.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it. You know, here we talk about everything. We talk about politics, history, hip-hop, fashion, everything, but mostly everything Black, so we can raise our people up and we can inform them of things they may not know about and also teach them of things they may not know. You know, I got a master teacher here with me, you know what I'm saying? And you know me, I'm well versed in the knowledge of this world. So we just come to bring y'all knowledge and information in the most boldest form, the most Blackest way we can. Real yeah. Talk, real talk. You know what I'm saying? Today's topic, we're going to be talking about the New Age Black man versus its predecessor, its ancestor, the Old Age Black man. You know, as you know, Black Magic, the Old Age Black man, I feel, went through slavery, right. Chains, almost total annihilation, castration, but they had more spirit, more heart. You know what I'm saying? I feel us as New Age Black men, we have more of a platform, but a lot of us don't have the heart to speak out. And we have the money and the platform now. And I say, where do you think we were wrong? Where's the link? Where's the chain? Where's it broken? Because although we have everything that the Old Age Black man never had, we're still muffled. We're still quiet. You know what I'm saying? We're still. Whenever you get a politician or someone to speak up about something or make some actual change, they do the exact opposite. For example, the Jay-Z with the NFL, partnering with the NFL, saying that we don't need to stand, we don't need to kneel anymore. It's time to move past that. When the kneeling was for the killing of Black males by armed police officers. So how are we past that when that's still going on in the streets? But he's still passive. An Old Age Black man like a Martin Luther King or Malcolm X, they wouldn't partner in that type of way. They would do something that would benefit our people. So it's like a hidden chain, a hidden link that's with us New Age Black men. And I can say us because I'm captivated in it. If I'm not making no major change, you know what I'm saying? If I'm not making no major impact, then I'm in the wave trying to make it shift, you know what I'm saying? What's your take on that, man? What's your take on that?
I mean, when you compare the old generation to the new generation, the first thing that comes to mind is everything they did paved the way for what we're doing now.
True.
So, okay, I get that. And I respect it. And we got to really hold true to that. When you talk about Jay-Z, I haven't watched the interview, but just off rip, as you're saying, the time of kneeling is over. I can agree with that for sure, for sure. Because me personally, I never really, you know, agreed with the act of kneeling. I knew that it was a protest, but I also realized
to discount the protest and get us to move past it.
Right. But I realized that the protest is preliminary. That's the first step. All the protests do is let the people know what you're mad about.
That's what Jay-Z the cause said. Is. That's exactly what he said.
You see what I'm saying? So after you kneel, you got to get up and do what? You see what I'm saying?
You gotta fight. But this is the part that I don't like. He partnered with the NFL to affect entertainment. So halftime shows in the Super Bowl. Only thing I'm saying is, like, you could have did that yourself if you want to invoke social change within the neighborhood. Why are you partnering with the NFL to keep us dancing and singing so we can be distracted by the fact that Colin Kaepernick still didn't get a job back? We're distracted by the fact that Black males are still getting gunned down. You know, it's like, what is singing and dancing and you partnering with them to make music and make it more entertaining going to do to help us?
Hey, I get it. I feel it for sure. I mean, Jay-Z specifically speaking, you would never know exactly what's going on unless you were part of that circle. Me personally, I don't know if Jay-Z is for us or against us. He could be either or. Jay-Z started off representing, when he was with Jazzo, he was representing 5% Nation. He was representing Wafi Nation as well as Nation of Islam. You know what I'm saying? And then next thing you know, Reasonable Doubt come out and he talking about Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. secret society, trying to keep the eye on me.
Never know what side he on.
And now you see him, the first black billionaire in hip hop. It's like, hey, I'm not about to discredit him.
That's Beyonce money, man. It's like, no, I'm just playing. I'm
hey, listening. You can get into it.
I'm listening.
No, but I mean, shoot, I'm not trying to just cast him out like, oh, he sold his soul, he on top, fuck it. No, I'm like, you could be working for us. Right. And we not know what you're doing. You just can't reveal your hand because of the people you around. Or you could really have sold your soul. Who knows? All we can do is take what helps and work with it. You know, that's my objective. If Jay do something that worked for us, you know what I'm saying? Like, take it and work with it and build on it. Like, who knows what's really going on?
The thing is, I want to go back to his baseline point. The new age black man versus the old age black man. Say we had a millionaire Martin Luther King, millionaire Malcolm X, you know what I'm saying, like the old age black man that was before. They ain't about to partner with no NFL. They gonna take their billions and they gonna do. Jay-Z know what to do. And he know how he can use his money to really affect change. Why the fuck you gotta partner yourself with the NFL to invoke social change? Through entertainment, my dude? Through entertainment?
I agree.
I'm not trying to sound like a hater. I love it when any black man does any business venture. As a $100 million business venture, you know what I'm saying? I like that shit. I like seeing black faces up there in corporate offices. But it's just like, I feel like you letting them throw us a bone to get us to move on. You know what I'm saying? Mm. That's the only thing
That's a course
like.
Right there.
But yeah, that's right. Yeah. Giving us a bone to make us move on. But I got to flip it, Black Magic. I got to flip it. Because, you know, we all conscious, so it's two sides of the spectrum. I got to flip it. And the flip side is, through this platform... Through this platform of entertaining and singing and you can make actual music that could evoke change. But the thing is, what this does is my initial point I want to get at. I want to flip it, not to make what he does good, but I want to flip it. In my opinion, it's like when you say something out against the Jews or the Korean or the Asians or whoever, you gotta pay them. You gotta pay some type of way. We paid this amount of money, this and that. And those are people that get their reparations. So, in the flip side of it, I see the business aspect of it. Like, we black, and we start to be up in this business area as well, and we start to be worth some money. So, if y'all speak out about us, y'all gonna have to kick some money back.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only other side I see. Like, we want to be treated like everybody else. Y'all, we speak bad about the Jews, then you gotta put some type of money on something. Pay something off with the Jews or Asian. I donated this or donated that to make everything smoothed over and make everything good. And that's the only part.
I get that. But it's like you just said, though, you got a $1 billion. I mean, your net worth is a billion. And combined, just the Carter family alone, you have the resources to fund a revolution.
Hello.
You see what I'm saying? Like, you have the resources to build a city, my nigga. Like,
hello.
That's a whole ass city.
That's all I'm really saying.
With that type of resources, you don't need to check in with Jews. Like, they Crips on South Central. You know what I'm saying? You try to come to Cali. I got to check in with the Jews right quick, you know? No, fuck that. You got the resources to make it happen on your own.
Yeah, I just feel
that's like, the questionable part.
I just also feel like, you know, like, I don't like speaking about circle. We ain't in that $100 million circle. But I be wondering this, though, you know, my own special little mind. I be thinking, like, maybe this stuff is, like, you know, it's more politics, you know, the higher we go than anything. And each small strategic chess move in a political fashion, you know, that's business right there. But business interprets to politics, you know what I'm saying?
And it's going to seem like we going in circles with this discussion because we saying the same thing. And I feel like at the end of the day, who knows?
Who knows
what Jay is really doing?
What he's really doing?
He could be just playing chess.
But for the over,
I know he playing chess regardless.
Yeah, regardless.
But who's his pawn? You know what I'm saying? Like who plays the roles of his pieces? Mm. That's what we don't know.
Mm.
But we know he playing chess for sure.
Yeah, what's his end game?
Exactly. Bigger Avengers. What's his end game?
It's multiple end games. But for right now, it ain't looking good.
We're like, whoa,
say that right now. We don't know what your next 8 moves is or end game strategy. Right now, from us, from the black delegation us from the black delegation, it's not looking that good. It's not looking black that delegation. Good, my dude.
Most deaf up there, like, hold on, brother, hold on, wait. What's that?
Yeah. But I wonder, have we got lax? Because it seemed like we haven't got smarter as black men, but I look at certain moves that has happened business-wise and everything other, and it's like, technically we have came up, you know what I'm saying? I know it's a bone we had a black president, but we had a fucking black president, you know what I'm saying? You know, we rule media and fashion right now. You know, white people rule politics, but that's the law of land, the way things go. But we're starting to be deep into the party as well. I was looking at Democratic presidential debate for all the nominees that want to go through the Democratic Party, and I seen like 4 or 5 black people. Like, what the? Never seen this? Yes. It was a black woman and 2 black guys. My correction, 3 black people. One of them, excuse me, was an Asian. That struck me. He was Asian. He wasn't even a politic. He was a businessman. But that surprised me. I basically, I'm not to say, you know what I'm saying, a white person's going to come out of that pool regardless, you know what I'm saying? They gonna, you know, so we know the overlaying plan for the people that rule it. But for the race to have this many different races in it, it's like I see small little changes, you know what I'm saying? Small little changes.
Yeah, I do as well. And I forgot what the first thing you was talking about. Oh, yeah, with Obama being president, it's like, yeah, as far as politics and the puppeteers that pull the strings of right. the president, yeah, we know that's white supremacy. But the fact of Barack being in office, that was a powerful visual within itself.
The fact that he had a resume that at least preceded himself enough to where he could accomplish that position.
Exactly.
Like, damn, it was a black man. That resume was at least available to be able to fill that position.
The only scandal they was able to bring about was a fucking flaw within his name.
A birth certificate.
Yeah, birth certificate. That's nothing. You feel me? That's nothing compared to the scandals, the long list that the Bush administration had.
Well, look, you know what? Yeah, and you know what's some bullshit, because it don't matter. Like depending on you, a citizen, dictates how long you live here. My mans was raised in this motherfucker. Mm. My mans went to school, high school, college in this motherfucker, and served as a community organizer in Chicago before he really got big and helped the community greatly.
He's movie a fuck- on Netflix. Check it out.
He's a fucking U.S. citizen. He's exactly. a fucking U.S. citizen. Y'all want them daughters small. When Trump ain't released his tax returns at all. We still waiting on them tax returns, bruh.
Yeah, and I feel the same way about Jay, same way about Barack. It's like, okay, we get what's going on the surface. It don't look good on the surface at all between Barack Obama as well as Jay-Z. But at the end of the day, we're going off what we see from the media.
Yeah.
And whatever the media portrays is already a cover story. Mm. If you see it broadcasted on social media or CBS, TNN, or what's the other one?
CBS,
CNN. CNN, I said TNN.
Fox News,
CBS, and CNN. If you see it on one of those three platforms or a branch that comes from one of those three platforms, best believe it's a well thought out story already.
It's a well thought out story, and it's a scheme to their projection of what they're trying to
exactly.
put out too.
So this conversation we having and other conversations that everybody else is having, it's all coming from that source.
Hello.
Either that or social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat. So they are controlling what we talk about. Like the chatter that arises, they get out in front of it before we do.
Yeah.
They control the narrative.
Yeah.
So we don't know what's going on in the inner circle.
But it's like, that's the only thing that struck me as crazy with the Jay-Z thing. I don't mean to keep teetering back to that. But it's like, they try to keep it under wraps and just make the headline about what it was. But then when it was leaked footage of the press conference that they had with Jay-Z was there, and Roger Goodell, the owner of the NFL, or the commissioner of the NFL, was right there. It was Charlamagne was there. Charlamagne asked the most difficult question.
Charlamagne, that's another one. No, I'm joking. You got to watch him, too. But who knows?
Because
he got both.
But when they asked him the real questions, you know what I'm saying, he was buck dancing. You know what I'm saying? So
Jay-Z was, when they you talking about Jay-Z?
Yeah, when they asked him some real questions, he started buck dancing. I'm going to put clips in there. I'm going to put clips in the broadcast.
Yeah, so I haven't seen the interview, so I can't really even talk about it.
And that's honesty. I respect that.
I want to see a Nas shoot.
I respect that, man. So, next topic. We want to enlighten people a little bit. You know, we talk politics, you know what I'm saying? You know, NFL can't really affect us as conscious beings, you know what I'm saying? This universe is what we flow to, you know, this universe is what dictates us. So we want to talk about, right now we're going to talk about blood. You know, blood, for real. We gonna get deep.
Cross.
I got a little fact I just want to throw out there.
The spirits.
Trying to bring out the spirits.
Cross trying to bring out the spirits.
Because everything's within the blood. Everything's within the blood. I'm just going to say, people, know your blood type. That's all I want to throw out there. Know your blood type. Because through the blood is the information, whether you're negative, whether you're positive. You know what I'm saying? Real shit.
Right. Exactly.
Real shit. But Black Magic, you got anything with you? Got anything you putting out? Any mixtape? Any new project you working on? I want the people to know about you, man.
I got a project that I'm working on right now, Sun Cycle 2.0. We basically, you know, getting that done. But
hold on, back up. You said Sun Cycle 2.0.
Yeah,
that shit sound deep. Where you coming from? With that project right there, Sun Cycle 2.0?
Yeah.
Damn.
Well, basically, you know, it was a 1.0, which was the first Sun Cycle that I put out 2 years ago. And it's just basically a album that I record during the summer. You know, the sun come out during the summer. Sun Cycle. You feel me?
Like, so you take all the energy and put that into a good project.
Yeah, yeah. Basically.
Well, what you enlightening people on that project? If you give me like a small something.
It's a reflection of what I was going through during that summer. It was last year. It's late. That's just how much BS I went through. It's late as fuck. I was supposed to be released last summer, but it's going to get released this summer. You know, it's just a story, basically. And that's the best art that I can produce. That of which I've really been through, you know, because that's where the inspiration comes from.
You think hip-hop is dead?
Hip-hop is underground because it was buried alive. The industry thought it was dead, but now it exists underground because it was never dead as they thought.
I like how you put that. Nobody ever put that. It's a hip-hop was buried alive. Hip-hop ain't dead. It was just buried alive.
It's underground.
Just underground.
Who the fuck about to blow that casket from the cemetery and let niggas know we been alive all this time? And we're on the radio now. You feel me? That's my goal. At the end of the day, hip hop, god hop got to take over the mainstream industry. And they will never know that we was alive all this time until that happens.
They will never know.
Man, we'll fuck around and die underground. They'll think we died when they buried us. Niggas gotta survive, bro. That's the end game.
Real shit. I be looking at MCs like prophets, you know what I'm saying? Like, for some reason, like, or like even preachers. Cause you remember, like, I was taught at a young age, I went to like a little speech class, and they said that they used to have soapbox. You know what I'm saying? To where speakers used to get up on a soapbox and they used to just recite their speech or talk to the people the message they wanted to get out. And I be thinking like rappers. Yeah, man. You can't be, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. In school,
how the
they
fuck
talk.
Did you remember that? I forgot.
Man. We had to talk about that off the podcast. That's too much information. But yeah, man, I remember that class. And me and Black Magic go way back, man. So, we had a teacher. Her name was Miss Carica. And she kind of taught us how to speak, you know what I'm saying? She taught us how to project our voices and how to, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, project our voices, get out how we feel. And she taught us about how people used to speak and they spoke on soapboxes.
Dark black woman. Dark skin.
Yeah, she was a sister. She's like dark, Whitney. Dark, she's like black. Whitney Houston.
Man, Whitney Houston.
Look, just like Whitney Houston. She was singing like Whitney too. And she was like, I've heard sing, but okay.
Tall, crazy, black woman.
Yeah. She was nice to me. And she probably was crazy to him. Anyway.
I'm scared of her to this day.
Man, yeah, she was just serious. I love serious women. I love serious, strong black women. If you don't love serious strong black women, then something is fucking wrong with you. Like real shit. Real shit.
Yeah, I respect it now. I was scared of her back then though. It's like nah, it's like yes.
That's
we need you.
It was little
back
dogs.
Then I was running.
It was little dogs out here. She gonna whoop us for real. But
it's like sharp.
But yeah, man, I feel like you silly. I just feel like music is like a new tool to you know, project how we feel, project where we want to be at. You know what I'm saying? To also like, you know, I'm a rapper, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm not a hip hop artist, so I always gotta have a message with whatever I put out there. You know what I'm saying? And it's like I feel like it's our duty as still rappers that live in this underground and keeping hip hop alive, because we the vital sign to hip hop. Without the vital sign, without the rapper that is the vital sign to hip hop, then these hip hop artists would be null and void. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Real shit. We keep that shit alive, man. They get style from us, man. And we'll talk about some conscious shit. They peek in our books and they see what the fuck we talking about. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like it's our duty to still project this and leave it out there. Whether we die rich and famous or whether we die dead and, you know what I'm saying, broke. You know what I'm saying? As long as we got our message out there, we did our duty. We gonna go to the stars and live as gods forever.
Hey, yo. It's like, that's the intro
to the song. He said
that's
the intro to the song. But that's
after
real fact.
That, I started rapping. But yeah, shit. I agree with everything. I can't even add to that because everything you covered in that last line. You gotta replay that back. Literally put that on the song. Like,
man, the listeners gonna play that back. For real. But yeah, man, I just feel like it's our duty, is who we are. Even as black men, even if you're not able to rap, even not able to rap or you're not able to dance, whatever, that's just entertainment. But be the best businessman you can be, you know what I'm saying? Be the best drawer you can be, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Be the best if you can fix lights, fix toilets, cut grass the best. Be the best at that, because we exemplify excellence in everything we do, and all we doing is learning excellence and pass it down to our younger generation. You know what I'm saying? Because mm-hmm. I truly believe, that's why I created this podcast, to get out this message. And it goes along with one of my songs, which is Dear Mr. President, We Ain't Going Back to Africa. And the reason why I'm saying we ain't going back to Africa, because I learned it through an epiphany or through a vision that God gave to me. Like, he's going crazy. He said God gave him a vision. But I feel like the actual blueprint and plan for us as black people to come up is just to play the game and outlive these motherfuckers. They want us to protest. They want us to march. They want us to do everything up front so we get our moves out. Mm-hmm. We sitting back and we live forever because we eternal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel the thing is to keep generations going and keep OGs out here. Even if you don't have no kid, you're supposed to live on and not be a stupid motherfucker and be an OG that keep all this knowledge. So you run across like a 11, 10-year-old, 13-year-old, 14-year-old, even a 16-year-old. They'll be like, hey, OG, what that necklace is? You're like, oh, this is an unk. What's an unk? And you got that knowledge still out there because they gonna control the internet.
Stand out.
They can knock it off the internet if they wanted to. You know what I'm saying?
Watch us all die. They give us a ballot and make us fucking decide. Then vote who gon' save us from genocide. Politicians make professionals telling us lies.
Cause you already know how black magic make it happen. Spit that good information, had a whole world laughing. Listen, I'm the best that ever did it though. This that black power special type of a lyric flow. Whoa. Can you feel the inspiration? Front line, standing strong, we defend the nation. Oh, oh, we not going back to Africa. Anybody focused on invasion? Yeah, we passing it.
We represent Black America.
We represent
Mr. President. And we ain't going back to Africa.
We ain't going
Mr. President. I speak for Black America.
I speak for
Mr. President. And we ain't going back to Africa. We represent Black America.
Mr.
President. And we ain't going back to Africa. Mr. President. I speak for Black America. Mr. President. And we ain't going back to Africa.
Mr. President.